I'm so grateful for the ministry here. Also, I'm so grateful for our mission board. BIMI is a great, great ministry for us as we are in the field. There's just so much they've done for us and all the churches that support the ministry. Thank the Lord. I'd like to give you two examples of deaf people. There's a man. On Saturdays, many times we've gone out to look for deaf people. They told us about this man, and the aunt was a Christian. She was very excited that I was deaf and I was a pastor, and they called us this man. He was probably 58. He had a very bad attitude, and I told him, Jesus loves you. He died on the cross for you. He didn't understand a thing because he had no language, nothing. So I started teaching him how to sign. There's a tree outside, so I made the shape of that tree, and I said, tree, sign tree. He didn't know. He was upset. After a third or fourth time that I did that, making the shape of that tree and signing tree, he said, tree, signed, he signed tree. And I said, yeah, door, and I signed door, and on the floor, just things that we could see around the house. He smiled, and then I started bringing him to church Wednesdays, Sundays, like we do with many that he couldn't make it on his own. And he learned how to sign. He learned a lot of vocabulary, so he learned a lot how to read. About 2 years later, he got saved. Although he was like 58, he didn't know anything. So that's, and he got saved. Yes, without language, how can you understand? You don't know anything. How can you be saved? And one of our teachers now, we found her when she was 14, Sandy. We encouraged the mother to send her to school and the church, first of all, and then a school. Yeah, she was about 14. No language. The mom didn't want her to attend our church, but, she's blind on one eye and deaf and cerebral palsy, slight, not very... terrible in that, but we told the mom she can learn. She will learn if she, let her come to church. We'll pick her up and bring her to church. And so finally, she let her. She's one of our teachers now, Sandy. And now she's. Of course, people sometimes say deaf can't do it, and all this, but we all can serve the Lord, no matter what. You talk to your pastor, meet him, say, I want to be a missionary. I want to serve the Lord in this area, whatever. Be involved in visitation, looking for lost souls, and do, being born in a deaf family. I have a problem with my eyes also because of my deafness. And so I was able to read well for many years, then my eyes are going down now. So I had to use a lot of my magnifying glass to be able to preach. But then I had to stop a lot. And so praying, and then we'll thank the Lord for technology. I didn't really like technology much, but it's useful. And I can see I print my verses bigger now, so I can read them. It helps me to read, and also we project the verses on the screen in our church, and when it's projected there, I stand and sign the verse, and then preach and sign the verses that are projected, so several deaf people say, oh, I like that, because I learn vocabulary, through that, and because they're adding their vocabulary words and all. Doing the verses sign as they see it. And so, and I'd like to share quickly and that about two places in the scriptures that are eternal, heaven and hell, only two. And some religions think that, different, and they teach lies that you die and you just stay in the grave and stuff. That's not true. And then another one will say there's heaven, hell, and purgatory. And, it's not true. And Bible talks about two places, heaven and hell. And when I got saved, of course, you get saved and you learn wow, we have eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ, but many deaf and hearing people don't know Jesus Christ. We need to witness more. If we open our Bibles and before I'm going to pray and say, Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for your word. And I pray that you help me to share your precious word. Touch all of us. Thank you for your patience, your work, and our lives for saving us. So many people here today that are saved here in church, and pray that many more will get saved. And the ones that do not know you will receive the Lord today. Help us to have a burden for lost souls, Lord. Thank you. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let's read in Matthew 8:12, please. Matthew 8:12. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Outer darkness, the Bible says. And when people think, people don't know the Lord, you know, foolishly talk about, oh, I'm going to play with my friends in hell, whatever, and they laugh. But the Bible says in hell there's darkness forever and ever. And this is the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. It's going to be horrible because of the pain in hell. There's going to be gnashing of teeth and the pain and everything forever. I remember I had an accident. A truck driver was falling asleep. He hit me from the back when I was riding my motorcycle. And it sent me far from, and it destroyed my leg. And they had to do a lot of surgeries and everything. I stayed in the hospital for 3 months. But when they started doing the surgeries and all that, then my legs started swelling very bad. The blood was there, that infection was setting and all. So they had to cut again, and they put me in the operating room, and they gave me anesthesia for the, you know, to prevent the pain and all that. Well, I didn't know what was going on. They were doing that as the doctor was working on my leg, and they drained the blood. They just did a lot of. Well, I woke up when they were doing that, and the pain was so horrible. I started screaming, yelling, screaming, gnashing my teeth, and the doctor took a piece of cloth and put it in my mouth so I wouldn't, you know, gnash my teeth. And so they fixed that, and then the pain went away again and all, and they finished up, and I was gnashing my teeth, screaming, gnashing my teeth. Anyway, imagine in hell, this is going to be forever. For eternity, the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Think of my family, my friends, my neighbors, my coworkers that are not saved. They will be in hell, gnashing their teeth, crying, weeping for eternity. Oh, I have to think of my friends. I witnessing to my family. I remember one by one, I led my family to the Lord. I have two nephews that are pastors now from my sisters, and they are preaching the gospel in America now, and seeing other people that are not saved. Their future, what is that going to be like? See, in Matthew 25:41, let's read Matthew 25:41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. So clear. God made hell for the devil and his angels. One third of the angels followed Satan when the Lord kicked him out. And it's prepared, and the Bible says, cursed. Wow. Hell. God did not intend hell for people. He made hell for the devil and his angels, and yet God is holy. Bible says, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God. He will not allow sin in heaven. That's why he gave us our precious Lord Jesus Christ to come, to grow without sin, to die on the cross for our sins, shed his blood to wipe our sins away. And he died and went to hell for us. He took the authority from the devil. He rose up in 3 days, and he's up in heaven for eternity, the three-in-one triune God. He can save us, but without Christ, everlasting fire. About 2 or 3 months ago, I have a deaf niece, her husband, they piled up a lot of stuff and different things into that they were piling there for to burn. So they asked us to go just to have fellowship and stuff. And so the family sat around that big bonfire they were going to start. And when I started, the fire went up. So it was just big, very big. It became so hot. We couldn't stay sitting there. We had to put our chairs back. And then 3 times we had to put our chairs back. And then the fire started dying down. And what a relief. What an awful thing is to be in the fire. Our son Paul came to me and said, Dad, what about hell? It will never stop forever. And it's true. So, so hot, and we couldn't stand it. And yet the fire was put out, you know. But in hell, everlasting fire, the Bible says. So we need to have a burden for lost souls. We need to witness more and witness more. And in hell, he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. In hell, he could look up. This rich man, he saw Abraham. We can apply that. Imagine people in hell be able to look up to heaven. And nobody told him about Jesus. I'm sorry. And it's going to be horrible that they will be spending hell for eternity there. Let's talk about heaven. Revelations talk about heaven, chapter 21, verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Who likes pain? None of us like pain. I don't like pain. I've experienced it, and all of you have experienced pain. Cuts, fallings, and just pain is awful. Bible says in heaven, there shall be no more pain, no more death, no more crying, no more pain, no more sorrow in heaven for eternity. With the Lord, and he's going to wipe the tears from our eyes. Probably, you know, I can think of 2 reasons. We will be kneeling down before him and saying, thank you for saving me. You're crying, and he'll wipe our tears away. And also, you know, as we have received the Lord, many times we failed him, and God is holy, and say, oh, Lord, I failed you. And of course, the Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. There won't be any more sorrow, nor pain, nor nothing of that in heaven. my family, my friends, my neighbors that are saved are there, and they will not experience the gnashing of teeth. Thank you. And thank God. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. We won't need the sun in heaven, no moon, nor the moon, because our Lord is our light. Thank God. If you ever receive the Lord, you have the light in your life forever. And thank God. I have to go quickly, but let's skip to chapter 22, verse 3. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. What a beautiful verse. Serve the Lord. We are saved. We're going to be his servants forever. And it's just a pleasure to serve the Lord, and we'll be serving him forever. Verse 4, Bible says, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. They shall see his face. For eternity, we will say, thank you, thank you. We're going to look at his face and say, thank you. We'll not cease to thank our Lord forever and ever. Verse 5, and there shall be no night there. And they need no candle, neither light, nor of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. What a beautiful thing. Life eternal in heaven. Remember, there are two places that are eternal, heaven and hell. You and I must have a burden for lost souls. We have no option. If you have received the Lord, thank God for your salvation. He's good. But share it with others, because people are lost and on their way to hell forever. And there'll be the gnashing, the crying, the gnashing of teeth, darkness forever. It's a horrible place. We need to have a burden. May the Lord give us a conviction. We're not witnessing enough. Lord, forgive me. I've been saved. I have eternal life. I have hope forever in heaven. My name is written down in heaven, the Lamb's Book of Life already. But I need a burden to tell others that are not saved, my family, friends, neighbors, co-workers, and many other people, and repent. We need to repent and witness more from now on. Talk to your pastor and say, Pastor, I want to help more. I want to do more in the ministry. Win souls. Go out. Talk to your pastor. Share your burden and work for the Lord until the Lord comes back. God bless you. And please, may the Lord give us conviction. Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for your word. What a horrible place hell is. But heaven is perfect, eternal as well. There won't be any more weeping, nor sorrow, nor pain like there's going to be in hell. Nothing like that in heaven. Lord, help us, give us a burden to witness more. Touch our hearts. Forgive us for not doing enough, for not sharing with others enough. Help us to improve. Help us, Lord. Help me and help everybody here to have a burden for lost souls continually every day. We see people without Christ, and to encourage them to receive the Lord, share the gospel clearly with them. Thank you, Lord, for your word. In the wonderful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.